And I welcome each one to the service this evening. I've been blessed today in our worship this morning, and I trust that we can have a good time singing and praising the Lord in song this evening. If you would turn in the Christian hymnal to song number 70. Savior, breathe an evening blessing. Well, I'll take two selections after this.
Number six.
From the dawn of thy first day,
another one? 322. Amazing Grace. We sing this a lot over at OCC, but I guess the music is just a little bit different in Zion's Praise, because I think it has a whole note there at the end of each line there, and either that or I'm just way off. But anyways, Daryl is going to have our devotion.
Greet each one in Jesus' name this evening, and it's good to be here. Thankful for that amazing grace that we were just singing of. I would like to read from Psalms 8 this evening. It talks about that excellent name of our Lord. Psalms Psalms chapter 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. His glory is set above the heavens. His glory far exceeds, or is far above the principalities and powers of this world. And his even though his glory is far out of our world here, yet we see some of this glory that shines down into our world. And we see some of that through his creation, a lot of that. And, you know, it doesn't take too much for us to, as we look at his creation, what he has made, what's around us. We go out at night, see the stars in the sky, and the beauty that is there. It doesn't, there has to be a creator. There has to be a God. And his creation truly reveals that there is a God, and a holy and infinite God, who spoke this world into existence. And who created us, the human race. To live on this earth, and it says to have dominion over. And you know, as I mentioned already, the stars, as we think of the heavens, you know, those are the works of God's fingers. The universe is full of galaxies, large groups of stars. And there's many, many of these. There's mind-boggling figures that some have come up with. And I don't know if they really know the full amount. 10 trillion was one estimation. And 500 billion was another. And I'm sure there's many more. And that's not all. They keep finding more and more. They've got high-powered telescopes, and they're taking count of all of these all the time, and they keep finding more and more. I think recently they found 5,500 more galaxies. And then we come to this question here that the psalmist asks in verse 4, what is man? What am I? That thou art mindful. You know, God created us with a soul. With a soul that will never die. And My mind had to go to a song that that came to me this, well, I guess it was Saturday, as I was doing some work, and maybe even earlier this week. The title of that song is, Who Am I? And I don't have all the words to this song, but I've got part of it here. Who am I that the king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thy Lord, thine be done? The answer I may never know. Why he ever loved me so. The reason, of course, we know why he did this. He came because of his great love for us. We've already sang about that this evening. And that makes this life worth living. While we're here, and it gives us something to look forward to in the future, heaven. He is not willing that any should perish. He wants everyone to be there. And I think in response to this great love, we must give our hearts, our all, to him. And I would just like to repeat that last verse there, verse 9. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Why don't we stand for prayer? Father, we just thank you for this privilege that we can gather here this evening and that we can sing praises to you. I just want to thank you for all that you have done, the provisions that you have made for us on Calvary. Just help us to be a faithful people for you. Just want to give you all the praise and the glory this evening. Just ask this all in your name. Amen.
Thank you, Darrell, for that reading. Truly, we serve a great God. When you think of the sun is, what, 93 trillion? I don't know how many miles. And then the next closest star is 24,000 light years. I mean, it's, you can't fathom, or at least I can't, how big the universe is. But yet, he cares for us. He loves us. Just a little speck on the earth that's not worth anything unless we have him. I'll take one selection from either book. Okay, Frida. 38 in the Christian hymnal. Jesus loves even me. I love this song. We sang it this morning at OCC. Children can come forward and stand up here, and Lynette will lead you in some songs.
Thank you, children, and Lynette, for sharing those songs. In our Christian hymnal, let's turn to song number 424. 424. The way of the cross leads home. I must needs go home by the way of the
home. I must needs go on in the blood-sprinkled way, the path that the Savior trod. If I never climb to the heights sublime where the soul is at home,
should announce before that we have a group that's in charge of Wayne I would like you to come up now.
I guess while they're coming up, I'll make an announcement why this group is singing. We had supper over at Deanna's house the evening of the funeral, and Jedediah's and Brian's had brought the supper in, and they invited us over. And we, of course, Jedediah brought a songbook along, and we got singing, and Deanna said, I want this group to sing at a hymn song. So here we are. We're not... We didn't even practice, but we're just here to praise the Lord. Not everybody is here. There's three missing, but we'll make a vocal noise.
They're all expecting me that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me, and now I onward go. I know He'll take me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, You know I have no friend like You. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I have a loving mother up in glory land. I don't expect to stop until I shake her hand. She's waiting now for me in heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, You know I have no friend like You. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just up in glory land, we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their song of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, You know I have no friend like You. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I'm satisfied with just the cottage below. A little silver and a little gold, but in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one, that silver line. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk those streets that are purest gold. Though often tempted, tormented and tested, and like the prophet, my pillow of stone. And though I find here no permanent dwelling, I know He'll give me a mansion my own. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk those streets that are pure as gold. Don't think me poor or deserted or lonely. I'm not
Thank you for sharing those numbers. I enjoyed that. Okay, let's turn to song number 524 in the Christian hymnal. 524, Christian hymnal.
Now my inheritance. every situation, God gave blessed consolation, and my trials come to only make me strong. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. I've been to a lot of places, and I've seen a lot of faces. There's been times I've felt so all alone. But in my lonely hours, just those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know I was His very own. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. I thank God for the mountains, and I thank Him for the valleys, and I thank Him for the storms He's brought me through. Oh, if I ever had a problem, I would know that He could solve them. I would know what faith in God could do. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word.
Thank you, Jedediah and family. I love when families sing together. I'd like to see more of it. I'll take one selection from the audience, and then I think we're going to have a little bit of... We used to do some round table singing. I'm going to ask Jonathan to come and lead the next song, and then he... in turn, get someone else to lead a song. And we'll do that maybe for, 15 minutes, and then the chorus is going to sing. So,
640
in the church hymnal.
Jerusalem, my happy home, they never dear to me. When sorrow and pain
in Christian Hymnal, song number 483. And I have the privilege of sitting on the bench in front of Will. And it always, I love hearing him sing back there. So Will, I'm going to ask you to lead the next song. This is one of my favorite songs, Will Your Anchor Hold? It asks a question in the verse, and then there's a resounding answer in the chorus. So it's a dynamic song all the way through, but save yourselves a little bit for the chorus, and let's make sure we get it good there. Let's sing the first, third, and last, 1, 3, and 4, 483 in the Christian hymnal.
Number 600 in the Christian hymnal, number 600. And maybe I'll ask Dan Byler back there to have a song after this right here. If you want to, why don't we all stand for this one?
No tears in heaven, no sorrows given, all will be glory. All will be gladness when we shall join the happy band. No tears, no tears, no tears up there. Sorrow and pain will all have flown. No tears, no tears. No tears in heaven will be known. Glory is waiting, waiting up yonder, where we shall spend an endless day.
therewith our Savior will be forever, when no more sorrow can dismay. No tears, no tears, no tears up there, sorrow and pain will all have flown. No tears in heaven, no tears, no tears up there, no tears in heaven. Some morning yonder will cease to ponder o'er things this life has brought to view. All will be clearer, loved ones be dearer, Amen, where all will be made new. No tears, no tears, no tears up there, sorrow and pain will all have flown. No tears in heaven, no tears, no tears up there, no tears in heaven.
Number 25 in the Christian hymnal. Number 25. Of course, the first song that often comes to my mind, but this week heard my son's rendition of the song. He was singing it very lustily, and I think he changed it then towards the end, but he was singing, "He's the fairest of my 10,000 to my soul." And so... Let's sing this song and have time for one more. Okay. Gerald Miller, would you come up and lead a song for us, please? You blow the pitch on that.
I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. The fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The weary of the valley, in him alone I see all I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow he's my comfort, in trouble he's my stay. He tells me every care of to roll. Alleluia, he's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Oh, he all my griefs has taken, and all my sorrows born. In temptation he's my strong and mighty tower. Never leave me, nor yet forsake me here. While I live, I
soul shall feel. Then sweeping up to glory, to see his blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever grow. Hallelujah, he's a
all right, good evening. Let's turn to song number 7 in the Christian hymnal. Could I speak the matchless worth? Let's sing verses 1, 2, and 4. And I guess the chorus come up on the last verse.
Just blood, rich blessings to reap. ascended, and I cross the square in time, when the bright and glorious morning I shall see. I shall know my Redeemer when I reach the other side, and his smile will be the first to welcome me. I shall know,
I shall know him, I shall know.
Redeemed by his side, I shall stand.
I shall know,
I shall know him, I shall know him
by the print of the nails in his hand.
Oh, the soul thrilling rapture when I view his blessed face, and the luster of his kindly beaming eye. Love and grace that prepare for me a mansion in the sky.
Oh, the dear ones in glory, how they beckon me to come, and are parting at the river I recall. To the sweet bells of Eden they will sing my welcome home, but I long to meet my Savior. White, he will lead me where no tears will ever fall. In the glad song of ages I shall mingle with delight, but I long to meet my Savior first of all. I shall know,
I shall know him,
I shall know him, and redeemed by his side I shall stand.